from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Great to have you with us as we head into the happy hour. Gwen and Chris, 97.3 The Fan. Hope you enjoyed today's Big Five. Good stuff. Scraby, put it all together.
Thanks.
And, you know, you're going to have to track down what happens to this gentleman on the airplane. Like, I need to get a final result. How long are they going to put this guy away for? And or is he going to get off one of those, you know, one of those deals where it's like, 2 weeks, time served, and $100. I'm
well,
like,
I guess it all depends on his record. So
why should it depend on his record when you do something that
because you
bad?
You get off easy your first time doing something wrong. But that is a whole new level of weird and wrong.
Whole new level. All right, 5:03 is the time as we head into the happy hour. And we're going to have our interview with David Peralta coming up. Peralta is in the lineup tonight to celebrate his appearance on the Gwen and Chris show. Funny we should mention that, because finally the lineup is out.
Yes.
Luis Arraez is leading off. He's back in the DH slot. I hate to say this, Arraez hit far better as a DH than he did as a first baseman. He slumped the last, really, month, ever since he moved into the first base role. So, you know, hopefully this will get Arraez going again.
Yeah. Yeah,
I mean, you know how much I think of Arraez, my guy. But if he's not getting base hits, he's not really doing a whole lot to help you win games. He doesn't walk ever, and the reason he doesn't walk is because he never misses a pitch.
Yeah,
you know, he doesn't strike out, but he doesn't walk, and you know, defensively, I thought he did a commendable job at first base, but he's not great.
Yeah, he gave it his all. I mean, can't blame him. He didn't come here to play first base.
No, he's got to start hitting again. So he leads off at DH tonight. Profar's in left. Cronenworth's at first base now. Machado's at third. Bogaerts is indeed back in there. Second base, batting fifth. Quick trivia. Not trivia, but when was the last time Bogaerts played?
Braves.
Oh, Braves. Right. And it comes full circle because it's Braves.
Yes.
Yeah. Jackson Merrill's batting sixth. Peralta, our guy, David Peralta, former McDonald's employee, batting seventh. You'll find out about that if you hear our interview.
Former hamburglar.
Ha-Seong Kim's hitting eighth at shortstop. Higashioka. Of course, Waldron's pitching, so he'd be catching regardless.
Yeah.
But I think he'd be catching anyway. And again, I wonder what they're going to do with Campusano. They are sending Brett Sullivan down to make room for Bogaerts. And one other move, Wandy Peralta's gone to the IL.
Yep.
Recall he strained a groin the other night throwing a pitch in that game against Seattle.
Yep.
Sean Reynolds, right-hander, is coming up and will have a chance potentially to make his major league debut. Southern California kid from Redondo Beach, California.
That's kind of cool.
He's 26 years old. Here's the thing that you're going to notice about Sean Reynolds, so I'll tell you firsthand. 6'8", 250.
Wow.
He'll be muscling the ball to home plate.
I mean, that's scary.
Wow.
I remember when I was playing baseball back in the day, and there was a tall guy on the mound, it just was always scary. Because,
it's always intimidating.
Yeah. A 6'8", 250-pound guy 6'8",
250.
Throwing that thing, 90-whatever.
Sounds like to me they got Sean Reynolds on the roster just in time for that trip to D.C. after the All-Star break.
Oh, maybe that's where they have him on there.
Case,
they
what's
need an
his
enforcer.
Name? Yeah, and Face Ruiz wants us, you know, talk to some of our hitters again.
Oh, why not Jesse Winker, too?
We'll just send Sean Reynolds out to restore order. 6'8", 250. Man.
Huge.
So he's come up and could make his debut tonight. Who knows? All right. We got a couple of quotes from Mike Shildt. Pre-game stuff from Petco Park. So you feel like you're up to date. First, from the Padres fine skipper, roller coaster hater, Mike Shildt. Thoughts on Xander Bogaerts coming back?
Yeah, Bogey's back. You know, it's good to have him back. He had a couple good days at Lake E. He's had a, you know, really positive rehab. He's feeling good. He's back playing second base and hitting behind Manny tonight.
I know that you joked about it the other day, managing an infield when you have so many of them. You wish that there were five positions. What is your plan for managing the infield moving forward?
I think it'll be fairly fluid. I mean, you know, Crony's back at first today, Luis will DH today, and it maybe look a little different tomorrow. And then we'll just take it as it comes, you know, once we're at the All-Star break.
That's my Mike Shildt that I remember. We'll take it as it comes, and we'll revisit it after the All-Star break. Because we all know he hasn't thought this through at all.
Oh, I think he's just thought it through.
Of course he has.
But he's
not telling us what his plans are. He's telling us, we'll just kind of see.
Yeah.
Day to day, we'll kind of, you know, figure it out.
If I know anything, there's a plan within a plan within a plan.
Of course. That doesn't happen in baseball these days.
Yeah.
They've got it all mapped out. They know exactly what the lineup will be tomorrow, and they know what it'll be Sunday against a lefty, and, you know, going forward, what they plan to do. But Mike Shildt is just like every other manager, and he doesn't want to tell us. So,
I mean, we'll never get anything, and it's okay.
I always kind of poke fun at this, but if Mike Shildt said what I want him to say, we wouldn't like that either.
Probably.
And what I want him to say is, we just don't really feel like telling you. I want the honesty.
Actually, but yeah, I would be okay with that.
But if he gave me that honesty every time, it'd be like, all right, that's no good either.
Yeah, so stop telling all the secrets.
Right. All right, yeah, Xander Bogaerts' last game, May 20th. So almost 2 months for Xander.
Really? Wow. That was a quick 2 months. Wasn't it?
Seemed to go quickly. They were 24 and 23 when he went out.
So
almost the same record with him when without him.
That's hilarious to me.
Right? They're 25 and 24 without him.
Because I was told by many people that the Padres were going to be great without him.
Yes. He was the whole reason that they were only 24 and 23. But now without him, they went 25 and 24. So please explain
that is crazy.
Yourselves. Here is Xander Bogaerts back and his thoughts on the state of the team he's rejoining.
Kind of coming back and down the stretch.
Listen, a couple days ago we were in a great spot, you know, and maybe we're not in a great spot. We're still in a good spot, you know. Can't control what happened in the past few games. You know, obviously we played a pretty tough team, some good pitching with the Mariners. Turn the page quick on that, and we have a good team in front of us. I think they have the first wild card spot, right, these guys? So it's going to be pretty much playoff atmosphere, you know, in July. So we're trying to play catch up with these guys. Obviously, I've been seeing from afar, we have a really good team. We've been playing really good. Besides the last couple games, that's baseball. And hopefully we can end the All-Star break on a high note. You know, I mean, these guys, they're a pretty good team, but so are we.
We got a That's Baseball. I love it.
That's your favorite.
Yeah, that's
your favorite. Here's the thing. These three games, I'm going to overrate how much they mean. But I just don't want to come in here Monday and have a whole week ahead of me and us to talk about a team that is now 49 and 50. at the break and has lost seven games in a row.
It's going to set us up for a long week.
Yes, and has to go through a whole week of sweating that out.
That's going to set us up for some angry phone calls.
I know.
Which I don't blame. They should not go. They should not be under 500.
Yeah, we're giving up and the whole thing. So let's win a couple this weekend. Can we please?
You know, I appreciate Xander Bogaerts because he really, and people may say this doesn't matter. I think it matters a lot. But he has a lot of experience with this type of baseball. He played for the Red Sox for years. He's played big games. He knows what it takes, and I think that's important.
I hope it works out. I mean, he's hitting 219. You know?
He's going to be better. I'm speaking it into existence, Chris.
I know you are. Well, you're speaking it. We'll see whether it comes into existence or not. He did not draw a single walk in his last 18 games.
Well, he was trying to hit the ball.
I guess so. I'm just saying, there's not a lot to recommend about how Xander Bogaerts was hitting at the time he got hurt. So we need, return to, look, I've said this before, but I'll just, to underscore my point, we're talking about a guy with an 804 career OPS who this year is at 581. That's bad.
It's not good.
No. So he's got to bring this up, and tonight would be a good time to start. All right.
Tyler wants to tell you that he did walk in his last game. In Lake Elsinore.
Okay, thank you, Tyler. I was going to say, not according to this sheet here. All right, very good. Timeout, David Peralta interview. And we've had, I say it every week, so it loses some of its steam, but the Friar Friday interview this time, I mean it. It's really good. David Peralta did a heck of a good job, and his story is unusual, so it's coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
And our Friar Friday interview, as the Padres head into the All-Star break, outfielder David Peralta joins us here on Gwynn and Chris. Excited to have you on. And I guess I'll start with some info that I heard, David, by wishing you a very happy anniversary today.
Awesome.
This is, I don't know that a lot of us in the world, when we think of anniversaries, we think of a lot of different things than this, but this is your 10-year day for service time to Major League Baseball, and that is a big deal. And I think also congratulations are in order to any of you great athletes who make it that long in the big leagues.
Thank you. Thank you very much, guys. Yeah, I know this is a special day for me, for my family, too. It has been a long journey for me. It hasn't been easy, but, I made it. I did it. I'm here with the Padres, and I always thank the Padres for giving me the opportunity to believe in me and give me the chance to keep playing and the game that I love.
David, talk a little bit about that. I mean, that journey, as you mentioned, it wasn't your typical journey. I mean, you started this game in the professional realm as a pitcher, had to go play some indie ball, wade your way back as a hitter. I mean, it's quite – have you sat back and thought about it? Because it's kind of remarkable the path that you've had, and yet you've been able to reach this 10-year mark.
Yeah, I mean, is a long story. I'm going to try to make it short and quick and fun. But, you know, I started my career in 2004 as a pitcher with the Cardinals. And this stuff didn't work. Didn't work for me, obviously. Like, I had two shoulder surgeries. I was trying to work my way up to get healthy. That didn't work. And obviously, like, when I went back, I got released in 2009. I went back to Venezuela. I'm trying to, like, figure out what to do. But thankfully, like, I have my parents that were supporting me 100%. And they were like, hey, let's try hitting. You know, just, I was still young. I was 21 years old. And I'm like, hey, you're still young. You can do it. So I started doing the transformation, you know, like, changing my body, like trying to work different to make an impact as an outfielder, because I was telling myself, if I want to come back as a position player, I have to, you know, do something to get attention from the scout. So that's what I did. I moved back to United States, and I started playing an independent ball, which wasn't easy for me to get a job in independent ball. And then I finally got a job in independent ball in Harlingen, Texas. That was my first team. And the funny thing of that, like, I didn't have money to fly over there, to be honest. And I had a drive over there. I didn't have money for the gas too. Mm. So I had to work at McDonald's to collect money.
Oh, wow.
To drive, to pay for the gas. So I worked for a month over there, and that was like, actually, that was my real job ever. And it was tough, but, you know, I went through that. You know, I had to work at McDonald's, and then when my time was done, I had to go work out, play practice, and all this kind of stuff. But I played 2.5 years in independent ball, and finally the D-backs gave me the opportunity to come back to athletic team. So they sent me to the high A in 2013. So a year and a half later, I got called up to the big league from double A, and that's everything started, my whole story.
Wow. That is an unbelievable story. I certainly hadn't heard it before, and I think we just all kind of assume that you guys just materialize in the major leagues, you know, and it just, that's what happens. But to go from pitching to Venezuela to McDonald's, yeah, to the independent league, I mean, this was a 5 or 6 year journey, so no wonder that 10 years means so much to you. David Peralta is our guest. He is the pride of Venezuela, as he mentioned there in that last answer. I'm curious, David. I pitched a little in college. The reason I did is because I couldn't hit. I stunk. And so I thought, if I'm going to do anything, I'm going to do it as a pitcher. And I was able to play up into some college ball. Were you always a decent hitter, or did you pitch because you couldn't hit either and then had to learn how to hit?
No, I mean, I used to do both, hitting, you know, I used to play center field, hitting and pitching, but, you know, this time a couple scouts told me, like, hey, you have a good arm, you're a lefty, and it's going to be more easy, that's what he said, more easy to make it to the big league, because there's not a lot of good left-handed pitchers in the big league, so it's going to be much, you know, more easy for you than, you know, outfielder. And I was like, okay, so let's start pitching. But I used to love, like, you know, I love playing outfielder and everything when I was little. And I used to hit not for power, but I used to hit a lot of line drive and everything. And that's what I was like, okay, I'm going to start pitching. So you tell, I want to play baseball. I want to be a professional baseball player. And that's what they told me, and I did it. So I'm assuming that's why my shoulder couldn't handle that. Mm-hmm. That's why I had 2 surgeries on my shoulder. So, but, you know, I think things happen for a reason. And it meant to be that way, because all that I went through to get to this point, like, helped me to become a better man, to become a better person, better husband, better father, better teammate, and grow up as a person. And if you ask me, like, hey, if you have to go back on time, will you change anything? I will tell you no. I will do the same thing, and I will go through the same, all that I went through to make it to this point again, because it was a journey for me. It was hard, but I put a lot of hard work, dedication, discipline to get to this point. So
that's an amazing story, David. And it's just a reminder to people out there that, you know, if you put your mind to something that you really want to do, no matter what the obstacles are put in front of you, it can be done. Now, David, you're here with the Padres, and you're playing on an offense that is one of the better offenses in the National League, and you're playing a little bit different role than you had in Arizona. How have you transitioned from being pretty much an everyday guy to kind of getting the starts against the right-handed pitching and kind of spot starting here and there?
you know, you have to understand the game and you have to, you know, adjust to the game, you know, and for me, like, I understand my role and I always prepare myself the same way. And doesn't matter if I'm playing, I'm not playing that game at that day, if I'm in the starting lineup or not, but I'm always ready because I know it's always going to be an opportunity for me to pinch you or do something to help the team. So I always tell the manager, like, hey, don't worry about me. I'll be ready, you know, and I learned that from, you know, years by years, like, how to prepare myself to pinchy and all this kind of stuff. So I was trying to, like, to talk to the young guys here, like, hey, you got to watch the game. You got to know the situation where it can be your opportunity to pinchy for these guys. So you need to be ready. You have to go to the cage, stretch, be loose, get your swing and be ready when the manager tells you to go to hit. So that's what I've been doing. And when I get the opportunity to start in the lineup, I just, you know, I just have to go out there and have fun and do my job.
David Peralta has been doing a really nice job for the Padres, and I've been saying that the entire time. And, you know, I was really excited when you came here. I mean, watching you in Arizona, you know, you win a Silver Slugger one year, you win a Gold Glove the next year. You know, that tells me right there, pretty good all-around player. And, you know, you've proven that over time. And that helped take you to the World Baseball Classic to represent Venezuela. What did that mean to you?
Well, that means everything for me. I think, like, play in a World Classic, represent your country, wearing the jersey, knowing the whole country, the whole Venezuela is watching you, and what we did was really special. I think, like, for me, I would say I never made it to the All-Star team in the big league, but for me, the World Classic was my All-Star. It was my All-Star game, and because I was around with superstar players, playing against superstar players to USA. We play against the Dominican, the Puerto Rico. It was unbelievable. It was so electric, like the energy. I love it. It was special for me.
David Peralta joins us here on Gwen and Chris. And David, we're getting close to the break. Just kind of explain to people, you know, you guys have gone through the attrition. The season started in March, and you get to this point. I imagine there's some light at the end of the tunnel in terms of being able to get some rest. How do you guys keep your mind locked in to finish through these last three games before you guys get a little break?
Well, you know, we're going to keep the same mentality every day. I know we have three games left. We're going to give everything we got, these three games. I know, like, the last few games we haven't do the way get the result that we wanted, but it's baseball. You know, we have to understand that, like, it's baseball and a lot of things is going to go your way and a lot of things is going to go the other way. But we got to finish strong. And it's always good to get a little break, especially mentally, because these games is so hard. And as people, like, a lot of people have to understand, like, this is not an easy game. It's not physical. It's physical, but it's a lot of mental. So sometimes you're going to need, like, we need a mental break, like a few days, like the days that we're going to have in the break, to reset your mind, spend a little time with the family, refresh, and then come back and finish strong the second half, and that's what we're going to do.
Yeah, I tell you, I mean, I don't know how frustrated you were the other day at the end of that ball game, but when you hit that line drive in the ninth inning, I thought game was tied. And that had
I was born, I was like, go over, but you know, it's hard.
Yeah, that's frustrating.
Like, it was a good situation. You want to do the right thing. You want to be the hero. But like I said, this game is tough, and sometimes it doesn't go the way you want, and you have to move on and come back the next day and bring your A game again and do it again.
Do it again. I can't. I know we got 2 seconds left. Did you make French fries? Did you cook burgers? Did you work at the front of the store at McDonald's? What did you do?
Look, the first day, they have some promotion with the Big Mac. And it was a huge line. I have no idea how to control the scream and everything. And they put me right away to take order. I was panicked. I was sweating. I didn't know what to do. And I was like, you got to be kidding me, my first day. And then they just switched me to drive-thru. And I was doing a little better over there. But with McDonald's, you have to keep everything, like, moving really quick. And then you say, you know what, David, go start doing fries. And got everything, keep everything on track. And I was going to stop. So, like, a week later, I was getting better. And I was, like, taking orders and I was going to stop. And but the first day was the worst. I was like, oh, boy, I'm going to get fired my first day.
That That's awesome, yeah. David.
Well, I'm kind of glad you didn't make your 10-year anniversary as a McDonald's employee. I'm glad you
I'm glad you
made it 10 years in the big leagues. Hey, it was a really fun interview, David. We really enjoyed it. Great stories, and I think
all the
fans got a little better chance to know you. We look forward to watching you this weekend and the rest of the season. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for having me.
From the 97.3 The Fan Traffic Center, here's Kelly Danik.
Guys, our busy afternoon is transitioning into a very busy evening. Northbound side of the 15, clearing an accident out of the HOV lane right before the 56. We've got this other crash up ahead near Center City Parkway. Looks like that one is still partially in lanes. Tow truck is on scene assisting with that. Also in the North County, North 5 Coastline, just before Tamarack. There is a collision stop at Fast Lane block. Southbound 5 Coastline accident blocking the HOV lane just past Delmar Heights Road. Now a hit-and-run crash reported on South 163 before Genesee. It's over the right shoulder. I'm Kelly Danik with Gwynn and Chris, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
All right, hope you enjoyed that interview with David Peralta, our Friar Friday interview today. Chrisello, Scraby here wrapping things up. We got a minute or so left. And Scraby, you being the 49er expert, are going to have to defend one of the greatest players in NFL history.
Today
lost his mind, apparently. At least on the surface. Jerry Rice.
Oh, I love Jerry.
I do too. But I'm not sure I love this. Jerry Rice lost it on two reporters who asked him a question on the golf course in Lake Tahoe today at the American Century Championship. The reporters asked him whether the Chiefs receiving corps was good enough to win a Super Bowl.
Okay.
Seems like a fair question. You know, maybe not the all-timer, but...
Pretty annoying, though, but whatever.
Okay, fine.
It's not that bad of a question.
All right. 61-year-old Jerry Rice got in one of the men's face and said, "I will bleep you up."
Wait, he wanted to fight them?
"If you want some, come get some."
Oh my goodness, Jerry!
Before he walked away, TMZ, who, you know, they know everything.
Everywhere.
They know everything. They talked to Jerry. He said the guys had smirks on their faces and were trolling him. Bottom line, Jerry, who is not apologizing, said, quote, "I'm going to defend the San Francisco 49ers."
Wow. My guy, Jerry Rice, baby. Stop getting in Jerry's face, reporters.
Don't ask Jerry anything. My goodness.
No, that is kind of a little weird.
A little quick on the trigger there, Jerry.
Strange reaction.
Come on.
Strange reaction.
For Tony Scraby, Sam Levitt's pregame next. We'll catch up to you when the All-Star break begins on Monday. Have a good weekend, everyone.
Bye.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.